Thank you and good morning. A self-cleaning oven required the attention of the Arcata Fire Protection District at a residence on Hayes Road on Tuesday afternoon, and while fire crews were on scene, a second fire call came in. Humboldt Bay Fire provided mutual aid while the Arcata units were on call. The incident at the Hayes Rose residence was quickly brought under control by firefighters, and the second call at a residence in Manila was a small vegetation fire that threatened to spread to the house after hot ashes from the wood stove had been improperly disposed of. There were no injuries reported at either incident, and both fires were quickly extinguished with minimal property damage. Arcata police have arrested one suspect and identified others. Jordan Christmas has more.
Humboldt State University police have arrested an Arcata teenager and have identified the three remaining suspects involved in the paintball gun shooting in late July that left the victim with a serious injury to his left eye. 18-year-old Benjamin Clay Albright was the driver of a black SUV involved in that incident in the early morning hours on July 27th, in which one of the three passengers shot Sean Layden in the eye with a paintball gun on LK Wood Boulevard. Police have confiscated the paintball gun used in the shooting.
Thank you, Jordan. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a collision on Highway 101 near Orrick on Monday evening that sent two Bay Area residents to the hospital with major injuries. The driver of a tractor trailer, William Hall of Coos Bay, was headed northbound on 101 near Davidson Road north of Orrick when the driver of a Toyota FJ Cruiser, 20-year-old Cupertino man John Drexler, pulled out from a private driveway into the northbound lanes. The tractor trailer slammed into the Toyota, sending it off the roadway and down a steep embankment where it came to rest on its passenger side. The passenger, 19-year-old Christina Bridges of Morgan Hill, was taken to Mad River Hospital with serious injuries, while Drexler was airlifted to Redding with life-threatening injuries. Impairment is not suspected of playing a role, and the truck driver was uninjured. The County Department of Health and Human Services has issued a press release urging parents to get their children vaccinated before the school year begins. Kindergarten-aged children are required to have the Tdap and MMR vaccines, along with vaccines against polio, hepatitis B, and chickenpox. Students entering the 7th grade are required to have the Tdap, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis booster shots. Vaccines are available from the county health clinic and other health care providers. State legislators ran into opposition from the Assembly Health Committee in regard to the Death with Dignity Act, and now State Assembly member Susan Eggman has introduced a special bill into the Assembly to fast-track the legislation. Two Superior Court rulings have determined that it is up to the state legislature to end the ban on aid in dying in California after three patients sued the state. The original bill, introduced by State Senators Lois Wolk and Bill Monning, stalled in committee, and the latest initiative is expected to garner enough support to reach the legislature for a vote in both houses. The bill would allow mentally competent and terminally ill patients to end their lives with the assistance of a doctor. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fire officials from across California were concerned heading into the summer months about the size and intensity of wildfires, and since mid-June, the fires have been burning in Northern California. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods pointed out that there are different trains of thought when it comes to managing forest lands, balancing the needs of residents who continue to build in forested areas with those who want to return to a more natural cycle of allowing wildfires to burn remains unresolved.
You have the forest management side that I think obviously recognizes the value of letting some of these fires burn, letting a natural process that's occurred for years that's suddenly been stopped. And so you have these two competing views. I don't think there's been a good solution to it yet. And you compound that now with the drought conditions and the beetle infestation. We're in a perfect storm here.
Overgrowth, too much underbrush, and hot, dry weather conditions are the perfect recipe for major wildfires. And with more than 100,000 acres in our region burned already, Wood said that resources will only get stretched further as we enter the fall.
This is only August, and we haven't seen Southern California start to burn as well. And, you know, normally October, November, the Santa Ana start to blow and Southern California blows up, while a tremendous number of resources are here in Northern California fighting our fires.
Nearly 4,000 personnel have been assigned to the fires burning on federal lands across the region. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.